This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump will headline the fourth and final night of the Republican National Convention. The president will make his case to the American people that they should vote him in for four more years in the White House. The former New York businessman's speech will happen on the White House South Lawn, capping off a convention that has portrayed President Trump as a leader who can restore order after months of protests over racial injustice and revive an economy ravaged by the coronavirus pandemic. His opponent in the November election, former Vice President Joe Biden, sought to paint the president as a leader who has mishandled the U.S.'s response to the pandemic. Democrats and Joe Biden's campaign held their virtual convention last week in the U.S. Read our coverage of the conventions and the election on voanews.com. Hurricane Laura struck the Gulf Coast as one of the most powerful hurricanes to hit the United States in decades. The storm continues to move inland as a downgraded Category 1 hurricane. In its latest update, the National Hurricane Center says Laura has maximum sustained winds of 145 kilometers per hour. Forecasters say the hurricane continues to bring damaging winds and flooding rainfall as it moves inland over western and central part of Louisiana. They say the storm is still generating a life-threatening storm surge along much of the Louisiana coastline. The U.S. Justice Department says it is opening a civil rights probe into the police shooting of a black man in the U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Details have also been released on the arrest of the suspect accused of shooting and killing two protesters in Kenosha on Tuesday night. Our coverage is on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mali's new military rulers say they have released former President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. He had been detained since the country's military coup early last week. The junta, which calls itself the National Committee for the Salvation of the People, posted on Facebook that the former leader had been freed and returned to his residence. Keita had resigned and dissolved the National Assembly hours after his arrest, saying certain elements of the military wanted to end his presidency with their intervention. Do I really have a choice? Keita's release has been a key demand of Mali's neighbors and international organizations, including the African Union and European Union. The U.S. Labor Department reports some 1 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. It's a sign that employers have continued to lay off workers during the COVID-19 crisis in the U.S. New claims for weekly jobless benefits have leveled off at about 1 million in recent weeks. But they are still much higher than the estimated 200,000 applications filed before the pandemic began, crippling the U.S. economy earlier this year. The total number of worldwide COVID-19 cases has surpassed 24 million, including more than 824,000 deaths. As the world continues to grapple with the virus's spread, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, says nearly one-third of the world's school children are unable to participate in remote learning. A report issued Wednesday by the agency says that 1.5 billion children have been forced to miss in-person learning because of the pandemic. Of the 1.5 billion, more than 450 million did not have the equipment or electronic access to continue their studies through television, radio, or the Internet. UNICEF says 49% of all children in sub-Saharan Africa are unable to access any type of remote learning, followed by West and Central Africa with 48%, and North Africa and the Middle East with 40%. More than 200 million children combined in South Asia, East Asia, and the Pacific regions are unable to continue their education outside the classroom. Meanwhile, South Korea reported 441 new COVID-19 cases as of Wednesday, the most daily infection since early March when the country had the first large outbreak. That according to the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Thursday. Kenya's president extended a nationwide curfew for another 30 days as cases rise outside the capital of Nairobi. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.